This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
Well, I think at the fair I'd blend in because I spend my summers at my grandparents' home.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Clears the 30, Jace Kinnaman turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always on a Bullpup Red Friday, not only a Bullpup Red Friday, a Chiefs Red Friday, Mr. Steve Sell. Are you excited?
I'm always excited.
I mean, look at you. God, I've never seen you so excited.
I'm speechless. I'm so
funny. Wow. you just have this radiance of excitement energy and passion.
I love high school football.
Nothing better.
There's nothing better.
Steve, before we talk about what's coming up this weekend, I've got a little thing I've got to air out with you.
Okay.
So my mother, big fan of the show.
Tracy.
She says I'm too mean to you on air.
Is that right?
Do you think I'm mean to you?
No, I just think you're making fun of me and I'm not supposed to I'm not supposed to realize you are, but it's okay.
But you don't think I'm being mean?
No.
But I am making fun?
Sometimes you can make fun of me, but that's just because I'm perpetually confused.
Well, yeah, you are a little confused.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's more of a laugh with.
Yeah,
than
okay.
A laugh. Well, oh, yeah. I do laugh at you sometimes.
Well, I do a lot of stupid things.
I was listening to you last Friday say, "Boo Pups," and I laughed at you for that because that was pretty funny.
Well,
I do laugh at you. Maybe I laughed at you a little bit yesterday when you said, "Yeah, we sang Wichita Lineman and This Land Is Your Land," and
oh, yeah,
in my church choir, and I remember it like
oh,
it was
yeah,
yesterday.
You betcha.
This land is your land.
Oh, yeah.
This land is my land.
Oh, yeah. I remember
and
that.
The Wichita lineman.
Oh,
how's
yeah,
it go?
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Yeah.
That's about as far as
we're going to be driving through Wichita today.
Oh, my gosh. Long trip tonight.
On the way down
the
to...
The longest trip we have.
Yeah, I think this year for football
for
it will
football,
be.
For football, it is the longest trip we have. It's not really...
It's not bad.
No, because it's interstate.
And I drive fast.
You do drive fast.
Well, I drive fast compared to Steve.
Well,
when we get out there on 135, he revs it up to 71.
Maybe.
And he's a little nervous punching that Toyota up to 71. And,
yeah,
and then when I drive, well, we sit there at about 80.
Yeah.
We do a little cruising.
Well,
we'll have to go through that Wichita traffic today. And
we
might
go,
be driving through some rain.
And we got to go through Oxford.
Oh, that's true.
You know what they say about Oxford?
What is that?
There's always a cop sitting there on game day.
You say the same thing about right outside of Leon Bluestem.
Exactly, because they sit in the cemetery, camp out.
I get the feeling that you've been pulled over once or twice in those places.
I haven't.
And it happened like 40 years ago.
I haven't.
And that you refused to go any faster.
Well, Randy
again.
Flickinger got
okay,
stopped in Oxford when he was doing basketball. I do know that. But I saw a car get stopped in Bluestem, Leon.
Ooh.
Or Leon Bluestem, whatever you call it. But I saw a car, and it was right in front of me, and I was right behind him, and I actually was going the same speed probably, and I went by unscathed.
Lessons learned.
Lessons learned.
Steve can point out every place he's ever seen a car get pulled over and knows not to go fast.
That's
right,
right
there.
That's right.
But we've got a fun one tonight, and we're going to dive deep into the depths of McPherson and Winfield in week number 2. We'll talk a little bit about these Kansas City Chiefs that'll be playing. We got a big college football weekend as well. But last night, the NFL, it got underway with a rousing 18-12 win for the reigning champs.
I only watched a half. That game was
well,
so...
It got too late.
Well, for one thing, there were 17 penalties, I think, in the first
half.
There
were a lot of penalties.
A lot of penalties. Sloppy game, great defensive game. if you had either Philadelphia or Atlanta in your fantasy football, their defense.
Yeah, but if you had Matt Ryan on your fantasy team, oh,
hey, if
no.
you had Devontae Freeman on your fantasy team,
no.
he did nothing. I had him.
Well, I had him.
Yeah.
I also had Jay Ajayi, who
Ooh.
Sort of broke my heart by scoring late. Now, here's the problem, Steve. I like fantasy football, but I'm more of a fan of sports gambling
yeah.
in terms of picking games against the spread.
Yeah.
And I was real excited because Atlanta led by 3. I took them with 4 points to give.
Mm-hmm.
They score a touchdown. I'm going, great. Philly can go down and score a touchdown. They'll be at 4. Even if that happens, we'll be great. Falcons are going to drive down and win this thing.
Well,
but Matt Bryant shanks an extra point, which means the Falcons only led by 2.
Right.
Philly scores a touchdown, goes up by 4, goes for 2, leads by 6. Then they get all the way down the field, just like they did against Philly last year. Couldn't score in the red zone. Got inside the 10 3 times last night, Steve, and
oh,
0
yeah.
points.
Atlanta had the very first series of the game. They had first and goal from, I think it was the 2 or the 1.
From the 1.
And they went for it. They didn't make it the first 3 downs and went for it on 4th down.
With a slow-developing pitch.
And it was my man, Devontae Freeman, who I was – and your guy, Devontae
it's brutal.
Freeman. Yeah. Terrible play.
The last 3 plays of the game, Matt Ryan didn't even throw the ball in bounds.
I tried to tell you Philadelphia's going to win, though, and you took Atlanta.
All those Eagles fans booing Nick Foles on the second drive of the game after winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta boo.
Typical Philly fans.
It hurt. It hurt me, Steve. So far, I've bet on 17 games, and I'm 5-12. 5-12. 5 out of 17.
Ooh, 5-12.
Bad start.
Yeah.
It's bad tougher, start against
but
the
it's
spread.
Tough, I was going to say, it's tougher picking against the spread for those that don't follow it. It's harder to pick against the spread compared to just picking the game straight up.
Speaking of picking.
Yeah.
I think Fearless Forecaster might have dropped off his picks
he
yesterday.
He did, and he was also given a dressing down.
Oh, what does that mean?
Better pick
you're
up.
You're getting undressed? Oh, no.
Pick up the pace or you're out of here.
Oh, that's true.
He
had a bad week last week.
He stunk. Fearless. He reeked.
But the first week, sometimes it can be easy.
Yeah.
Because, especially like in college football, you get Arkansas taking on Eastern Illinois. You get K-State taking on South Dakota, where you feel pretty good about who's going to win
well,
a lot of the
just
time.
Just look at the games he lost, though. Bueller Newton.
Yeah.
Most people would probably take Bueller.
Yeah.
He lost Inman, Belle Plaine. Belle Plaine was up 20.
It was an overtime win, too.
Belle Plaine was up 20 in the third quarter, so he looked good there. Sterling and Tabor were picked 1-2 in the KCAC.
Yeah, that one hurt, yeah.
They both lost. Matt College, Fearless thought the Bethany Plaine.
Great win over game. Bethany.
Yeah, and they actually, Matt drilled them. And then you look in the Big 12, I mean, Texas. Yeesh.
KU.
Well, I tell you,
I mean, how could you expect them to beat
Nicholls
State?
I told Fearless Nicholls State was going to win, and he couldn't do it. So, and then the other loss, I think, was in the Big 12. Texas Tech, boy, they looked terrible against Ole Miss. They were awful. So, you know, there were some games that normally would go the other way. And then he lost out, and Iowa State would have got an easy win if they played.
That's true.
The game got, so, you know, he would have been, you know, 18-8. That, for Fearless, there were years he didn't have 8 losses until about the 3rd week of the season.
Yeah, because he's great.
He's old. He's
yeah,
old.
He's washed up.
He's kind of mentally, he's kind of losing a little bit.
We're worried about him.
Yeah, we are kind of worried
Speaking of worried, I'm a little worried for the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Taking on the Los Angeles Chargers, I think that you have predicted they'll lose.
Yep.
And I think that's my prediction as well. The number that I'm looking at this year for this Chiefs team is 8-8. And if you gave me out at a Las Vegas casino and said 8.5 wins, here's your money. Who are you putting this money on? The under, 8.5 wins, or the over? I think the safe bet is to take the under.
Oh, I think so too.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I think that's a safer bet.
I've got them for 9, and I'm kind of shaky on 9.
9's a lot of wins against this schedule.
And 9, though, I think when you look at the parity in the AFC this year, 9 wins is going to be the second wild card. I'm telling you right now.
That's probably what it's been for the last few years.
It probably could be. But if the Chiefs start 3-3, they could get to 10.
Yeah, they're in good shape.
They could get to 10.
Yeah.
But that start, I think they're going to go 2-4. in those first six games. Brutal six games. I think they beat the 49ers.
I don't know if they get to 2-4.
I think they beat... See, I'm not a... Jacksonville is a team I think is just going to take a...
Saxonville.
They're going to take a big step back.
Well, what about Jalen Ramsey? He's been calling everybody out for the last month.
I don't think he wants to race Tyreek Hill.
I bet he could tackle Tyreek Hill.
You got to catch
but
him.
But I wouldn't want to race him.
Got to catch him first.
This is a Chiefs team that the other thing that scares me about him is I have no idea what the AFC West is going to be like.
Awesome.
I have zero feel. Where you look at this Denver team, and they've got a good defense, but do you have any faith in Case Keenum? I know we had a decent year last year.
I have more faith in Case Keenum than I did Paxton Lynch.
Well, yeah, Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, you keep talking about Paxton Leaf.
That's because he used to be a McPherson athlete.
Well, Paxton, yeah, he was pretty good.
Lynch.
Yeah, Paxton Lynch is the guy with the mustache.
He got cut.
He was so bad. But do you have faith in Case Keenum? See, I don't know.
He got Minnesota.
Could be okay.
He got Minnesota to the NFC Championship.
Well, they're very good defense. But same thing in Denver.
Yeah.
So Denver could be a 10-win team in my mind, or they could be a 5-win team.
But Denver plays an easier schedule than Kansas City.
They play the same teams in the West, but they play a number three slotted schedule, I guess.
Right.
So that team scares me. Oakland, I would be shocked if they made the playoffs, but this is an Oakland team that could beat people.
But I think losing Khalil Mack.
Well, yeah, it hurts.
Trading Khalil Mack, I see Oakland maybe a 6-7 win team.
That's where I see them too, but they could beat Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Well, they always, yeah. You know, they always.
And even when they're not that good, they give them a good game.
Right.
Then you have this Chargers team that there are so many people that are in on them. And I think that I picked them to win the AFC West. But they're a team that could implode as well. You just never know with Phillip Rivers.
And I said with San Diego, they're the same as Houston. I've never seen two teams.
Los Angeles.
Whatever.
And they made the move. Yeah. They're not at Qualcomm anymore.
They're going to be San Diego as long as I'm around because I'm an old AFL guy.
Oh, yeah.
I go back to the John Hadel days. But
great guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even know who he is. Used to be quarterback. But anyway, the Chargers and the Texans have more injuries, it seems like, every year than any two teams in football. Key injuries.
Keenan Allen destroyed my life in fantasy football a couple years back. They were playing the Chiefs at home. I think
right.
This was the start of the 2016 season.
And I had him on my team.
First half, he's ripping it up, about 8 catches, a touchdown, 90 yards. I'm going, okay, like, calm it down today, but later on this year, keep it up. Blows out his knee.
I think it was a non-contact. Wasn't it a non-contact?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, he made some kind of move, juked a...
I think Danny Woodhead got hurt that year.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Well. Great start to the fantasy football season. But you look at this AFC West, and the Chiefs schedule outside of the AFC West here in these first six games, you've got L.A. and you've got Denver mixed in there. But outside of the AFC West, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Jacksonville, New England... I'm not confident that they're going to pick up
more than two wins. They never beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, just all they got to do is show up and Kansas City quakes in its boots, and they're not going to beat New England. They beat them that one time to open the season on Monday Night Football when they're wearing their all red.
Last year.
Yeah, they drilled New England.
It was great.
They drilled New England.
Dream the dream.
But that is the only time that that's going to happen. As long as Tom Brady has a breath.
The difference this year for the Chiefs in making the playoffs and not making the playoffs is what they do in the division.
Yeah.
If they can go 4-2, 5-1, 6-0 in the division,
they're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs.
Right.
If they go 2-4 in the division,
or even 3-3.
I don't know if they have enough wins outside of it to get into the playoffs.
No, I think you're
so
right.
So that's why this game this weekend against LA is such a huge game.
And that's
game.
Why I said a 3 and, you know, Chiefs fans might say, "God, 3-3 start." But when you look at who they're playing and then you look at the schedule later on, 3-3 would be a good start. And because really the last 10 games, I think at least you got to look at 6 or 7 wins those last 10 games probably.
Fun show today, Steve. We'll take our first break now when we come back. McPherson against Winfield tonight. Then Fearless Forecaster. He's got the predictions. And we'll go through all of those after that. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. We got a fun night tonight. Week two might be battling some weather conditions.
Yeah.
We're looking at some possible rain in Winfield. I've been monitoring the forecast all week. And the weatherchannel.com people who I trust with my life, they're saying it's going to rain tonight. But it might be off and on. As long as it's not a monsoon,
yeah,
I think we feel okay.
We don't want to have a delay. That's the main
thing. No, no, no.
No lightning.
No delays in Winfield. Delays at Bueller, delays at Newton, delays at Smoky Valley. Yeah, like that's fine.
It was interesting because in the NFL game last night, they had a delay. And I don't remember, until about the last 2 or 3 years, I never remember any delays in NFL games. All of a sudden, it's this political correct thing to do.
What?
You know, lightning.
It's lightning. They're trying to not get people killed.
They used to play in lightning, though.
Yeah, they used to not wear helmets.
Well, that's true. That's
catchers
true.
Used to wait behind the batter without any gear on.
They used to play in dirt.
They used to say, "Hey, Johnny, I know you just got knocked in the head. Hey, how many fingers I'm holding? Get back out there. Well, here's a salt tablet to keep you hydrated."
What I'm saying is that the lightning...
Politically correct.
The lightning is a long ways away, and then they... In the old days, when the lightning was a long ways away, they still played. It had to be like 3 miles away, and then they finally...
Well, it's because back then they didn't have any technology to track it. Yeah. Now we know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Politically correct. Yeah, we're just trying not to die at Lincoln Financial Field or at Jantz Stadium tonight. See, I'm not making fun of you, Steve. We're just having fun.
All right.
Laughing with you.
All right.
Maybe at you a little bit. Yeah. But the Winfield Vikings, 0-1. The McPherson Bullpups, 1-0. This is a team in Winfield that has some very promising athletes on the defensive side and really played a great defensive game against Arc City last week, but they couldn't get the offense going. And now, the week to try to get their offense figured out is against this McPherson defense, which is not the recipe for success, to put it lightly.
Well, you look at last year's game, Winfield had 77 yards total against the Bullpups. And I think if you're Coach Pav, you put that number on the blackboard and say, let's see if you guys can go under 77.
Which is not easy to do.
Which is not easy to do, but when you look at how this defense played last week, can you imagine our defensive line against Winfield's offensive line?
The thing that makes some of those numbers very hard to do in high school football, and not as much at the NFL, I mean, NFL that can't happen, but the thing that makes it hard is, if you only give up 77 yards in a game, you're likely winning really big.
Yeah.
And so you pull a lot of starters. And so then you got younger guys going up against the other team's varsity for a little bit. So that's what makes it hard to do it over and over and over again. And that's why some of the numbers even from last year that were really good, like 139 yards per game allowed in 2017... The first team defense allowed about 50 yards per game.
I'm gonna have to do a stat tonight. I'll make a notation when the starters leave the game and see how many yards Winfield's at, and then how many yards they get after that.
The thing I think that a lot of fans, the coaching staff, the players want to see the most tonight, seeing the passing game work,
right?
Because it did 13 out of 25 passing last week, but it just wasn't smooth like it was last week.
Yeah.
And I think that's the number one thing this team is hoping to get going.
And that's why you hope it doesn't rain
hard.
Because you're
throwing a heavy football around.
Coach Pav says when they take a shot deep downfield, they want to complete one out of every three deep shots. Because if they do, it's probably a touchdown.
Well, especially because they have so much speed at wide receiver
that
if you complete a deep ball, you're likely past the safety.
Huff, Hoover, Wired, and you got to put Aaron Powell in there now, too.
After his touchdown catch.
Yeah, what a terrific play. That was a great throw, great catch, just a great play. I mean, that was a dart that Kyler Hoppus threw on that play.
Steve, we'll get your prediction score-wise for this game after our break, but Winfield, McPherson tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6 o'clock pregame. if you're making the trip down, I would bring a raincoat.
Yep, I would too. I would too, and fortunately...
Maybe not galoshes.
Yeah.
Maybe not the rain pants. Oh, I'll give you rain
well,
pants.
Well, the nice
but...
thing, not, we have no air conditioning allegedly in the press box.
Keep it nice and cool. 64 degrees.
Yeah, need to keep it cool because it'll get pretty hot in that press box.
Steve, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, Fearless just walked in the door. He dropped off his picks, and we're going to hear what he has to think about this upcoming big weekend in high school, college, and the NFL. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, it's time. Fearless Forecaster has made his predictions, not in regards to the weather, but everything that's going to happen this weekend. High school football, KCAC football, Big 12 football.
There you go.
And Steve, we're excited to hear. He's got to have a better week.
Oh.
Got to have a better week.
Yeah, he's
got to catch some breaks.
He's got to maybe only lose one or two this week to kind of get back on track. So
let's start off with the McPherson area teams.
Okay.
Canton Galva, who lost last week to Little River, do you think that the Eagles will even up their record against Chase County?
Yeah, I think so. At least I do. Fearless says 42 for Canton Galva, 28 for Chase County. Chase County, a 1-8 team last year, and they lost a lot off that team. So Canton Galva's got most of their guys back. And actually, you throw out the early start of that game last week, Canton Galva was only, it was like 32-20 after the first about 10 minutes of that game.
Heston Swathers going on the road at Larned. Larned lost last week to Smoky Valley and was kind of blown out.
Oh, it was terrible.
The Swathers beat Hillsboro in a high-scoring shootout. How you feeling about Heston getting to 2-0?
And again, we don't know if Cameron Cox is playing or not. Coach Bowerly didn't say. 41-21 for the Swathers. They got to tighten that defense up, though. They gave up a lot. They gave up 36 to Hillsboro, which was a big surprise.
Smoky Valley Vikings going on the road to take on Haven. Like I mentioned, they had a big win over Larned last week. So many weapons on the ground. Smoky Valley, how do you feel?
This game will be over by halftime. Smoky 30, Haven 7.
Little River, after picking up that win over Canton Galva last week, going on the road at Peabody. Little River, chance to get to 2-0.
It's going to be a point rule game. The 45.
There you go, 8-man.
Yeah, the 45 is going to come into play. Little River 52, Peabody 7. Little River, though, has...
Although your prediction is for them to win by 44.
Bennington and Central Plains the next 2 weeks. So Little River will be 2-0 heading into those games.
Speaking of Bennington, Mound Ridge, Dridger Nation at Bennington. Mound Ridge feeling good after a win over Gossel. Can they keep it rolling?
Bennington's got a lot of great athletes, a lot of speed. Bennington 38, Mound Ridge 28.
Inman Teutons after the exciting overtime win over Belle Plaine, going over to Hutch to take on Trinity Catholic. This is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, Teutons, of course, that great comeback win, but Trinity Catholic, maybe the toughest game on their schedule. Trinity Catholic 27, Inman 14.
Games that the McPherson Bullpups will be keeping their eye on in AVCTL Division III. The only team that won in the division last week was El Dorado. They won over your Indy Bulldogs, and I've watched on film, was a pretty ugly-looking game. El Dorado taking on Bueller this week.
Yeah, I think you're going to see the Bueller of the second half of their game last week and not the first half. Bueller 34, El Dorado 14.
And then the only other game in league play, all six teams are playing each other. The Circle T-Birds taking on the Augusta Orioles. Both teams lost last week. Circle lost at Chanute. Augusta lost at home against Andover Central. Are the Orioles going to find win number one, or is Circle going to find win number one for the first time in a long time?
Nah, this isn't going to be close. Augusta 30, Circle 8. It's looking like 0-9 for Circle, or 0-9 for Circle this year.
We'll give our McPherson pick last. Into the KCAC, we'll start off with Sterling taking on Southwestern. Sterling trying to get back to winning football, or at least get back to even after losing last week.
Well, Southwestern's off to a great start, 2-0.
It's a good team.
A lot of people think this is the year the Builders make that top three. Sterling can't stop. They can't start 0-2, though, in the KCAC. Sterling, 42. Southwestern, 41. Going to come down to the end.
St. Mary, who beat Tabor last week after the Blue Jays missed a late field goal, taking on Ottawa, who pounded Bethel. Two teams that are 1-0. Who comes out 2-0? Who comes out 1-1?
St. Mary's always a tough team to pick. You just kind of never know. Got a good new running back, but Ottawa 24, St. Mary 21.
Kansas Wesleyan, after the long trip down to Texas to take on Texas Wesleyan, and a big win, taking on Friends.
I've been saying all year, Kansas Wesleyan's the best team. I think they're going to run the table in the KCAC. Kansas Wesleyan, 45, Friends, 24. That offense KW's got is just like a runaway freight train.
Paul Hubbard and the Bethany Swedes taking on Bethel, the Battle of Beth. And the Swedes are looking for their first win.
And they're going to get it. 38-14. Swedes get it turned around. Bethel looks like really going to be a tough year for the Threshers.
McPherson College Bulldogs going on the road to Kansas City, Missouri, in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference, to take on the Avila Eagles. Avila had the surprise win of the week last week in their first KCAC game, beating Sterling on the road, and now the Bulldogs trying to win an afternoon game.
Yeah, Farrell's has 42-35 Bulldogs. He's kind of a little on the fence about that pick. The more he thought about it, you know, if Avila can go on the road and beat the KCAC champion, Avila's probably the favorite, but call this one maybe an upset special.
I'm crossing off in the Big 12 the games that don't matter, like West Virginia, Youngstown State, okay. Baylor, UTSA, Texas Tech, Lamar.
Okay.
Let's stick with the teams that are playing a little more competitive games. Texas taking on Tulsa. The Longhorns are 20-point favorites, but coming off of that, lost to Maryland.
Well, I have half of that. I got Texas 30, Tulsa 20. Texas did not look very good last week. That's a team that I picked fifth in the Big 12. I don't think they're going to be that high.
I'm also going to cross out Oklahoma State taking on the South Alabama Jaguars.
Right.
Iowa against Iowa State. You hinted at it earlier, Steve, that Iowa State didn't get to play last week because of the – well, I think they played like four snaps.
Right.
But the Iowa Hawkeyes trying to keep themselves alive.
And one thing about the Battle of Iowa, it always comes down to like the last series of the game. And I like Iowa 23-21. I think Iowa State's probably the favorite.
Iowa is a four-point favorite.
Iowa's a four-point favorite. And that's just probably because they're at home. Generally, the home team does pretty well in this game.
Oklahoma taking on UCLA. UCLA got upset at home by Cincinnati last week. Oklahoma destroyed Florida Atlantic. Who you got?
Oklahoma 48, UCLA 24. And I'm telling you, this Oklahoma offense, it might be the best offense in the country. Man, they got Hollywood Brown at receiver. They got Kyle Murray at quarterback, and Rodney Anderson is just he's a steamroller at running back.
I'm also going to skip TCU against SMU in the Battle of Dallas-Fort Worth.
If the games we're skipping, that means the Big 12 team is a heavy favorite.
Here's a game where the Big 12 team is not the heavy favorite. The Kansas Jayhawks going up to Michigan to take on Central Michigan. The Jayhawks are a 7-point underdog in week two, on the road against a MAC team. Is it going to be close?
If that's the spread, then they haven't been watching KU very close. 42 Central Michigan, 17 Kansas State. The disorganized mess that is the Kansas Jayhawks. I'm worried that the players are just going to quit on David Beatty because they know he's not going to be around next year.
And then finally, the matchup of the week in the Big 12, the Bulldogs of Mississippi State bringing in the Cowbells to Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The Bulldogs are 7.5-point favorites. K-State didn't look very good last week, but I think this is the ultimate trap game, and that this is a game K-State is going to win.
This is Bill Moses Snyder's favorite kind of game because he's kind of being disrespected by the pollsters. I've got Kansas State 34, Mississippi State 31. Forget last week. That was an aberration. I don't think Kansas State just was mentally ready for that game. They were looking ahead to Mississippi State because they know it's a ranked team. K-State beats Mississippi State, and they pop into the rankings at number 25 next week.
Let's get your pick on the one NFL game, Chiefs at Chargers. I believe that the Chargers are 3-point favorites. Who you got?
I got Chargers 27, Chiefs 19, Harrison Butker with 4 field goals for the Chiefs.
That's about right.
Yeah, and I just think the Chargers get it done. I'm just not sold. This Chiefs defense It's just too shaky for me.
Bolts 31, Chiefs 24.
Okay.
Listen, 2 o'clock, pregame starts on Sunday here on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
Did we do McPherson?
Oh, that's where I'm getting right now.
Okay.
The big one, McPherson at Winfield. We don't have any point spreads for the high school, but Steve, how you feeling?
Our pups can do just about whatever they want tonight. That's why we need the rain to stay away, because rain can be a great equalizer. But Fearless likes McPherson 35, Winfield 7. And don't be surprised if most of those 35 points are scored in the first half.
Steve, you have the predictions. Yep. They're all documented online.
There they are.
So now, hopefully this time on Monday, we don't get to make fun of you for a really bad week. Well, I got a feeling you're going to have a good weekend. I like your picks.
Well, I think Division III picks are pretty easy. McPherson area picks, for the most part, I think should be on the nose. KCAC.
It's going to be tough.
MAC college picks.
It might be a weird year.
The MAC college pick kind of really scares me. I think probably should have gone Avila. And then the Big 12, the only game that really – the Iowa State game and the K-State game. I think all the others are pretty much gimme. So, Fearless, I think if he goes – he loses 4. Anything over 4 is a bad week.
Always a bad week. All right, Steve, let's get ready. Fun night tonight. Long road trip.
Road trip.
Pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. We'll wrap up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll see you tonight.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Well, I guess it's-